we like to think of history as forward progress, that we continually make progress in terms of extending rights to more people. And what we've seen now is really calling into question this idea of whether or not we're a country that goes in this forward direction, or if it's much more cyclical. This is just the beginning, because the conservative supermajority in the Supreme Court essentially has carte blanche to reshape American politics and American rights in any way they see fit. And this ruling and the justification for this ruling shows that there's very little constraint on how they're going to interpret the Constitution and our laws other than implementing this conservative agenda. And so all the rights that we've taken for granted are essentially on the table now and could be stripped back or even overturned. And there's little in American politics or American law that the rest of us can do about it.
I'm madder than hell.
I simply took it away.
The hell with the Supreme Court.
Something very sad for our country.
If you look at the decision-making in the Supreme Court, and particularly this conservative majority that's dominating the court, you see it overwhelmingly white, overwhelmingly male, overwhelmingly Christian, and a very conservative strain of Christianity as well. And it seems that, you know, we're being set up to return to a very dark age in our country in a lot of ways. The same logic used to overturn Roe, essentially denying that there's a right to privacy in the Constitution, denying that there's a right to individual bodily autonomy.
We won't go back.
That same logic can be used to overturn a number of other rulings that have come out of the court over decades. Rulings that affect things like same-sex marriage, that affect same-sex sexual relationships, that affect the use of contraception and whether or not that will be legal and available. Even things like interracial marriage, that these aren't isolated rulings, but this is part of a very concerted effort to really reshape the American landscape, to return to this kind of mythical past, which was not so great for many Americans. You had women across the country risking their lives in order to end pregnancies. Americans couldn't enjoy the full rights of this country based on the color of their skin or their ethnicity or their sexual orientation or their gender identity. I think it goes to the fundamental principles of what are the values upon which our country is founded. Is it about individual liberty? Is it about the democratic process? Or is it about one group of people being able to assert their will and their opinions on the rest of the country, changing the American landscape in ways that are conservative in the literal sense, taking it back to an earlier era, but an earlier era which was very hard and very dangerous for many Americans, and is becoming hard and becoming dangerous for them again.